This is John Batchelor, conversation with colleague Evan Ellis, professor at the U.S. Army War College, about the reported lethal attack on the president of Ecuador, Daniel Noboa. The professor explains the backstory and how it came to a rock-throwing incident against his motorcade by what appears to be an indigenous protest. Backstory by Evan Ellis. Ecuador is an unstable country ripped apart by violence and narco-terrorism. Daniel Noboa is an answer to that, and it is destabilizing to have him attacked by anyone, but especially people not in the narco-terrorism game. This is indigenous people protesting subsidies. Evan Ellis.
That's correct, John. While the Noboa administration has done a lot to try to get a hand on the different criminal groups, Lobos, Choneros, and others that working through Mexican cartels have really wreaked havoc on the security situation. There was just a new state of emergency that was declared in 10 provinces across Ecuador. One of the other problems is that the economic difficulties. Ecuador has long subsidized its petroleum output. You actually have substantial petroleum production that's done in Ecuador, but reflecting the limited resources that the Ecuadorian regime has, they were recently forced to eliminate a very costly subsidy on diesel fuel, which caused diesel fuel, which is essential for truck drivers, to rise from $1.80 to $2 a gallon. Augmented protests by indigenous groups led by the indigenous organization CONAI. Noboa was basically caught in the middle of a radicalized community who started throwing stones at them, about 500 protesters. And so the accusation of one of his ministers was that this essentially blocking his activity and throwing stones was an attempt to assassinate him.